This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, the final technique to interrupt your overeating autopilot to create new normal behaviors. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss, where you leave your weight struggle behind and become naturally and easily slender. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I have been where you've been, and I'm here to help you create and live exactly what you want. And the first step is to take a few moments to drop down inside and become present with you. In the now. What does that mean? It means simply bringing your awareness inside your body. So from whatever you've been thinking about, wherever your mind has been, sometimes I know I can feel myself projecting myself out into the future or back into the past. Wherever you might find your consciousness is projected or whatever thoughts may be whirring around your mind, just let all of those gently drift away as you come back into the now, into the center of your own awareness. You may even have a sense of where that physically is. What's the actual location of the center of your awareness? Is it 5 feet in front of you or 10 feet behind you, maybe back towards the right? I doubt it. I'm guessing that the center of your own awareness is somewhere in your body. So just allow yourself to drift there now. Perhaps it's even in the center of your body, of your torso area. Who knows? You can simply imagine that you're already in the center of that awareness. Each breath that you take, each deep inhalation, it's so nice. Don't you think, to pause for a moment in your day and just take a deep breath? Why, it takes no time at all to take a deep breath, and this time, that deep breath that you take, wherever you are, there's always time to breathe, because if there weren't, it wouldn't work very well now, would it? So go ahead and take that deep breath and drop down inside as you do, as the air enters deep into your lungs and filters throughout all of your body. From your lungs, the oxygen enters your bloodstream, where it is carried to every corner, nook, and cranny of your body, the top of your head to the tips of your toes, the back of your mind, within and throughout, all of those places. The oxygen of each breath brings freshness to. And with each inhalation, you bring in that freshness and relaxation. With each exhalation, you can simply imagine letting go of any concerns or cares that you might have been feeling. Just let those drift away too. Just let them float on out to sea. Ah, it feels so good to be present just for now because, of course, you have chosen to dedicate this time to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening here with me now. And I have been reminding you that you will get many, many more times out of this program than you put in. And yet you must put in something to get out. Because you see, if you stay living in your comfort zone, which is the familiar, and I'm guessing you have gotten yourself familiar and in a way comfortable with ways that aren't working very well of overeating, undersleeping, underexercising, lack of self-care. If you've had these patterns for a while, then they are comfortable because they're familiar, not because they're working for you, but just because you've been doing them, their patterns, for a period of time. And so therefore, what is in your comfort zone is not going to be working for you. And the next step, you know where I'm going here, is that if you want to make the kinds of changes that excite you, the whole idea of being easily and naturally slender, letting those skinny jeans button up, extra space, all that good stuff, more energy, better health, better sex, whatever turns you on, so to speak, then you're going to have to tiptoe, jump, or move one way or the other out of that comfort zone. It's by definition necessary because you're creating something new for you, new and wonderful and exciting and awesome and yummy and all the rest of it. And yet, it may feel a little uncomfortable. And that's going to require some attention and some awareness and some effort to make the change. The change is towards having it be easy to be slim. The being slim part is the part that you create, that becomes easy. The getting there, the leaving what has become the familiar pattern, that a little bit of oomph, a little bit of chutzpah, a little bit of something needs to happen to get you to this new place that will then become, imagine this, that it's already become the new familiar. How cool would that be? When you wake up one morning and you realize, wow, my default now is self-care. My default now is to eat till I'm satisfied and stop. Who knew? My default now is skinny jeans. Man, my skinny jeans are getting a little out of style. How about that? Wouldn't that be cool? Huh? You know, the rise is too low or too high, or the bottoms are too belly or too tight or whatever, something, the style changes. And it's like, man, I got to buy new jeans just because the style changed, but my body still slim and fit. Pretty awesome. Now, with that, I'd like to go back to what we were talking about in the last episode, which is two-part habit change. Do you remember what those two parts are? If you listened to the previous episodes, they might just pop right into your mind. The first, of course, is changing the why behind your behaviors. If you do not change why the behavior is there in the first place, it will be near impossible to make the behavior, to cause the behavior to change in a lasting way. I don't care how many times you try, the cause is still there, and so the effect will also still be there. So you must change your why, which is a lot of what we do here at Inside Out Weight Loss. Part two, once you've changed your why, you've gotten yourself in alignment with being slim and fit and healthy, then you have to take care of that little detail called the behavior that was caused by the reason or created for the reason that created it, the why. Then you have a behavior. Behaviors will continue because we get into a groove of a behavior pattern. You may even know in neuroscience, they talk about neural pathways, patterns of neural pathways that are frequently used. It creates like a hiking trail through your brain for an old pattern. So what we want to do is we want to create a new trail, a new hiking trail in your brain that leads directly to slim. Well, actually, it's slim along the way. Anyway, because these behaviors are the behaviors of naturally slender. These are the naturally slender trail routes throughout your brain that you are creating as we speak. You've been a listener for a while. One aspect of behavior change is using mental rehearsal, redos and predos before and after the fact, mental rehearsal to create those new patterns, those new hiking trails in your brain. And the second part is the pattern interrupt. This is where we were last time, talking about ways to interrupt the automatic behavior sequence that has been keeping you on autopilot around the chips or the cookies or the whatever the heck it is. So we want to interrupt that pattern to give you a moment of awareness and maybe even a moment of choice. It's amazing when that happens. There are two pattern interrupts that we talked about in the last episode. We talked about right before you bite. You can eat anything you want, go for it, honey. But before you do, just take a moment and write down how you're feeling. Number two, breathe before you bite. Same deal. Eat whatever you want, whenever you want. But before you do, take a moment, three long, slow, delicious, and relaxing deep breaths will change your body chemistry physiologically, release the relaxation response, and make you feel pretty darn good even before the food passes your lips. So breathe before you bite, another great pattern interrupt. And there is a third that I'd like to talk to you about today, right after the break. You're listening to Renee Stevens, and this is Inside Out Weight Loss. We'll be right back. Want to hear more episodes? Have a friend you'd like to share them with? The entire archive is now available at insideoutweightloss.com/podcasts. Plus, we have a free gift for you there, the Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook that walks you through the crucial first steps outlined in episodes 1 through 18. Plus, you'll get to hear my story in the prologue. That's insideoutweightloss.com/podcasts. Back now. Before the break, we were talking about the ye old pattern interrupt. All right, maybe it's not ye old, maybe it's ye new. Le nouveau, how about that? Le nouveau pattern interrupt. You, of course, can create your own pattern interrupt, but the one that I want to suggest to you today is tap before you bite. Yes, use emotional freedom technique and tap away. It could be something like this. You tap on the points. If you don't know the points, go to reneemethod.com. There's a video under Fulfilled Downloads, that a tutorial that shows you how to do it as a quickie. Just the basics. It's basically tapping on meridian points in your body, and it's a magical technique in my book. Pretty amazing to do deep release work, psychological release work that used to take years and decades of analysis to accomplish. So, tap. And you might say something like, even though I have this wild-ass craving and nobody's going to get in my way because I am a freight train, I'm open to something new. Tapping away. Even though I'm going to have that cookie come hell or high water, excuse my language, just talking for the subconscious mind here and its desires, you could say, even though I'm going to have that, one way or the other, it sure would be nice to do something that was even better and good for me too. Things like that. So you can tap on the very feeling of the craving. If you don't even know the words, tap anyway, just on the feeling that you have. Do a couple rounds of tapping, take a breath at the end, Or one round, even if it's just one round, people, that's all it takes. One quickie round of tapping and then get on with it if you like, or notice that you now feel at choice, truly at choice. Is this something that I will get maximum enjoyment from? Maybe, maybe not. Either way, whatever happens after your pattern interrupt, no matter, the very act of interrupting the pattern helps you change it. And then you can go back and do your redos, which are excellent, excellent tool. You've heard me talk about those before if you've been listening. So you can go back and redo after the fact. So do you hear what I'm saying? It's you even once you've done your pattern interrupt, even if you eat the food anyway, it's still you're still better off because you've brought a little bit of awareness, like opening a little window, bringing in a ray of light into the old, stodgy, tired, ready for a change pattern of eating too much. This, of course, would work for any automatic behavior, like people who have an anger management problem, insert a little pattern interrupt there, or drinking, or whatever. It's a really nice, effective tool, especially super-duper, extra-lupa effective when you add a redo to it afterwards, because it's not always going to go exactly as you think it should because your standards are high. Admit it. I know you. Your standards are very high. And sometimes we don't always get there. So you do your pattern interrupt, then you do a little redo. Then you can imagine yourself, here's the really cool part, you can use mental rehearsal to mentally rehearse doing the pattern interrupt, right? Why not? You can do that. You can mentally imagine yourself. You do it right now. Pick just off the top of your head, any pattern interrupt will do. Pick one. Breathe before you bite. Write before you bite. Tap before you bite. Check in with your tummy before you bite. Pick one off the top of your head. Doesn't have to be the perfect one, anyone, and imagine yourself using it. So the next time that old trigger situation comes up, maybe it's after dinner and you're watching TV, maybe it is middle of the afternoon, maybe it's at a party, maybe it's visiting your family visiting you on vacation. Take one of those situations and there you go. You just take a little moment to stop and breathe. Then you can carry on and do whatever you want. You take a moment to stop and interrupt your pattern. And before you know it, you might very well find yourself at choice in that delightful state of the take it or leave it, the coveted take it or leave it attitude towards sweets, towards fats, towards salties, whatever it is that floats your boat. You might get in that indifferent place. It's a nice place to be, I'm telling you. Every client I've ever worked with, no one ever says to me, I want to never do it again. It's terrible. Everybody says, I want a take it or leave it attitude. That sounds really nice. That sounds like freedom. That sounds like relaxation. The sign of the cross, I'll never do it again. That sounds like hard work. So we go for the take it or leave it. Now, if you want to go for the I'll never, ever, ever again and always be perfect, you go for it, honey. I'm just saying that take it or leave it is the popular winner. That's all. Because take it or leave it means freedom. It means liberty. It means justice for all. Wait a minute. Well, it does mean freedom. It means choice. It means chilling out. And I like it. Relaxed and detached. A personal favorite. You might like the relaxed and tuned in to the gustatory delights. And the moment that you start feeling satisfied, those delights fade away. Because, of course, food tastes best when you have a nice, full appetite. And here we are. We've gotten all of this way, and I have not yet given the shout-out that I wanted to give today to Zia, who I saw online, a listener of the Inside Out Weight Loss podcast, a follower of this program, who is down from a size 18 to 20 to a size 6 to 8. Specifically, she put on the 8, it was too big. Love it when that happens. You go, girl. I love it. I love hearing your stories, so keep them coming. Post it to my Facebook page, Renee Stephens fan page, it's called. R-E-N-E-E-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Fan page, all is one word mushed together, as they do in URLs. Facebook.com, Renee Stephens fan page, that's the one. Post it there, because I'd love to know. Message me. Get in contact. Let me know what's happening for you. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stephens, PhD, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Translation, there is more to life, honey, than worrying about your weight. Let's get on with it. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.